Have you ever noticed how people often act differently when they're wearing a uniform? Part of the reason they do is because they realize that they're representing something bigger than themselves. Their every action reflects what they belong to. The Apostle Paul challenged believers with this idea of recognizing that we're representing someone greater than ourselves. In 1 Thessalonians 2, he writes, "You know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." It's a simple phrase, but it carries a lot of weight. Walk in a manner worthy of God. Our conduct should reflect our calling. The word worthy isn't about earning approval. This is relational language, the way a child carries themselves in a way that honors their family name, or the way an ambassador speaks and acts in a way that reflects the nation they represent. You belong to someone. You bear his name, and that changes things. If you belong to Christ, your life now points to him, the way you speak, the way you respond to difficulty, the way you treat people when no one is watching. It all reflects the one you follow. Jesus understood this deeply. He said, "I always do the things that are pleasing to my Father." His whole life was oriented around one question: what does it mean in this moment to honor the Father? Not out of obligation, but out of love. Not performance, but relationship. That's the attitude we're called to exhibit. This isn't about trying to impress people. It's about living consistently with who you now belong to. When you remember who called you, it changes how you walk. Ordinary decisions take on greater meaning. The moment of frustration you choose to handle with grace. The quiet act of faithfulness that nobody noticed. You aren't walking perfectly, but you are trying to be intentional. As you move through your week, pause before a key decision and ask, "Does this reflect the one who called me?" Let that question guide you, because a life that reflects its calling points others to Christ.